This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Was it not just almost five weeks ago that I was told the end was coming, Lee? The end was coming. The disaster was upon us. There was no other possible view of our economic situation as Trump launched his trade war and ultimately our annihilation. There was going to be inflation from the tariffs. By the way, I told you that wasn't going to happen. Credit me right off the bat. Told you it wasn't going to happen. I don't even have an economics degree because it's mathematically impossible to have inflation from tariffs. There's only one thing causes inflation. That's debasement of currency by printing money. That's it. There is no other way to get there, even if you try. But whatever. It was a good lie, and people have learned that inflation is bad, so they threw that one in there. Inflation. Trump said tariffs, Lee, we're going to cause inflation. Oh, my God. It's all over. End of it. Yeah, we're going to have a recession. Inflation. See the headlines yesterday?
Yeah.
I don't really honestly know which one is my favorite. It's so hard to pick. I like this one. JP Morgan has called the recession off. Wow, do you rely on them for your financial advice?
Were they planning one?
No, you've nailed it. No. You have just nailed it, Lee. You know why? They were. You know why? They tried to tank the stock market with another one of their hoaxes. The globalist Wall Street shiny shoes business class who are in on every hoax. COVID's going to kill us all. Lockdowns are the only way. Actually, no, that spreads it more. Every single hoax, and this was one of them, I told you at the time, I said, this is a hoax. They're trying to tank the stock market. Specifically, they're trying to panic mom and pop 401k into dumping their stocks in a cold panic in order to get the votes in the Senate to take Trump's trade authority away, his tariff authority. That was the plan. How did it go? Not so good. Remember this from Vanguard? The only people it turned out who panic sold, Lee, were the big investment houses, the financial investors, the big financial investors, not mom and pop. Mom and pop, they didn't even, their blood pressure didn't even go up one iota. And we wouldn't know that, though, until after the hoax and the fake panic. And again, the hoax was this: recession is coming, tariffs are a disaster, and they'll cause inflation. But did Americans fall for it?
the Vanguard, one of the largest money management firms in America, said that over the past 100 days, 97% of Americans haven't done a trade. And in fact, individual investors have held tight while institutional investors have panicked. So individual investors trust investors trust President Trump.
Megan.
And you know what? Mom and pop 401k were smarter than Wall Street, Lee.
Yep.
JP Morgan calls the recession off. I have so much to say about this. Calls the recession off. What about the prediction from, again, remember, all of the smartest shiny shoes, all of the right people on all of the right networks, from CNBC to CNN Business to Fox Business. Oh, they knew, boy. They were the smartest people in the room. Trump was going to fail. It was only a matter of time. This was as immutable of a universal law as humans breathe and the sky is blue. There were no alternative viewpoints allowed. Maybe they should get some. Headline. Inflation slowed? Great work, guys. Inflation slowed? Unexpectedly. Despite predictions to the contrary, CNN. Oh, they had to report this and this hurt. All the right people, all the right networks, Lee. Inflation is going to go out of control because of Trump's tariffs. Now, that may still happen from the GOP printing money like drunken sailors, but it's not going to happen because of Trump's tariffs. Headline, inflation slowed unexpectedly. So the recession predicted, to 6 weeks ago. But do you remember the headlines? This is my personal favorite. The prediction, April is on track to be the worst month for stock market declines since the Great Depression. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
That was 4 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago. So, I mean, just seeing the headlines yesterday and honestly the outrage of it and how they lie to us, how they gaslight us, how they manipulate us or used to. But you know why people aren't falling for this crap anymore? They could have pulled this off 5 years ago. They'd have crashed the stock market. They tried. X. People go on X. Lee, there are financial prognosticators on X who have much bigger audiences than Fox Business does, much bigger audiences than CNN does. And nobody listens to these morons anymore. 97% of mom and pops did not panic. They did not sell. And they can't crash the stock market. They tried. I mean, they may yet succeed, but not this time. Here's my favorite headline today. Annual inflation rate hits 4-year low. Groceries have biggest decline in 5 years. The first month after Trump's elected, the Democrats and the financial media are already out to go, he lied. He said he would lower it right away. He said he'd do it right away. He said he would. He said he would. No, he didn't. Looks like he did. So I'm having a good time this morning.
I don't think they'll be giving Trump any credit today, though.
No, of course not. No, why would they do that? Listen to this. This is the CNN anchor cutting off a guest, giving Trump credit for this.
News out of the market is wonderful today. I don't know where we are at the moment. We're not running a ticker, but you know the Dow was up 1,000 points a little bit earlier in the day. Yeah. It's responding to...
Actually, here, let me jump in because we do have our sort of reportable lines on this. So yeah. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 posted the biggest single day gains since April 9th,
right,
which is the day that Trump paused on reciprocal tariffs.
Hello.
As of today, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 have erased the losses since Liberation Day. My 401k, it's been liberated.
Day. Did you hear her interrupt him?
Oh, yeah.
No, we have our lines. We have our way we're going to try to explain this to the five people still watching us because we got the whole thing wrong. They got it all wrong. Now they're promising inflation and a financial disaster by summer. Okay. We'll see. Hey, might still happen. They all got it wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, no wonder the Democrats are talking about MS-13 terrorists and how great they are.
Yeah.
By the way, that literally happened yesterday. Pete Buttigieg, because they can't do this. I mean, can I just read you a line? I couldn't wait to come in here and get you to react to this, Lee. Okay. Because I know what a big fan you are of the Associated Press.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And this was such a great line written by the AP. They buried it in the middle because that's if they have to tell the truth, that's where they'll put it, hoping you just won't read that far.
Exactly.
Okay. Here it is. They wrote this. Food prices in April declined for the first time since November of 2020, the last time Trump was president.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet it hurt to write that.
I know. Blood shooting right out of their eyes. I want to read it again because it just makes me so happy. Food prices in April declined for the first time since November 2020, the last time Trump was president.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Which means that food prices had been going up the entire time that Biden was president.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Good grief.
Now, how was Trump able to do this quickly? Okay, remember, we had, and this did not get enough attention by our side, this is the highest recorded in U.S. history since they've kept records, right? Which has been roughly, I don't know, 60 to 90 years, something like that. Highest ever four-year increase in energy prices under Joe Biden. Okay, so, and he did it executively. So when you come in and you inherit that and you can slash through it with your pen, you can do a lot. What did Biden do that hurt the most? There were a lot of things, some of which Trump is still reversing. So we'll see some of these energy costs comes down even further. But what Biden did executively was essentially put a tax on natural gas that is produced on federal lands. Just jacked the price through the roof just to be evil. He's a Democrat. It's what they do. So, and they hate prosperity. They hate manufacturing. And this was them aiming a cannon at manufacturing jobs. And they did get a direct hit. Over 200,000 manufacturing jobs lost under Joe Biden. They wanted to send them overseas. They succeeded at that by jacking energy prices through the roof. Trump executively reversed that. So this is Trump doing just the basic things. When the price of moving food goes down, the price of food goes down. When the price of storing food goes down, when the electric bill goes down, all of that helps. And you're seeing it all go down. And you know what this proves? Who wrote this? Red State wrote this. Great line. The annual inflation rate eased to 2.3% in April, the lowest since February 2021. It was supposed to go up, showing that Joe Biden's attempted destruction of the U.S. economy can be reversed. Good. That's good news. So, anyway, it was just great watching the Associated Press have to explain.
Oh, yeah.
After the gloom and the doom, the end of the world, and all that and whatnot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
By the way, the latest lie being told, there's just so many, about Trump's tariff situation is that he capitulated to China, and the media couldn't even get the tariff percentages correct in reporting the story. We did not knock it down to 10. We knocked it down to 30. They knocked it down to 10. They got 10 on us. We got 30 on them. And under $800, which most of these shipments are, it's a 54% tariff. Again, the rioting hasn't stopped. The burning of the factories hasn't stopped. Trump's got him right where he wants him. And the American media doesn't want you to figure that out. Up at the polls. Donald Trump's historic trip to Saudi Arabia. What was it about? Do you notice Fox News ran it pretty much uncut, wall to wall? Why was that? Do you see the Saudis looking, shell-shocked, in awe? They really did. What was so important about this trip? It was an absolute flex of American muscle. I've never seen anything like this. Trump rolls into town with an entourage of the Billionaire Boys Club. That was his entourage. Just to give you an idea. And as I read this, you're going to be like, wait a minute. What? This is just who is in Trump's entourage, okay? Who he brought with him to this. It was an investment summit, too. You're going to say, wait, weren't these people donating tens of millions of dollars to stop Trump? Yeah. And now they're at his side. Mm-hmm. In Saudi Arabia. Fighting together in an absolute flex of American muscle. Here's who he took with him. Elon Musk, of course. Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI. Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock. Personally, tried to destroy Trump. Steven Schwarzman, CEO of Blackstone. The CEOs of NVIDIA, Amazon. President and Chief Operating Officer of Alphabet, that's Google. Ruth Porat. Jane Fraser, CEO of Citigroup. CEO of Franklin Templeton. CEO of IBM, CEO of Boeing, CEO of Coca-Cola, CEO of Northrop Grumman, CEO of Palantir, Alex Karp, Reid Hoffman. Wait, didn't that guy spend over $10 million trying to defeat Trump? Yep. Biotech billionaire and owner of the Los Angeles Times, Patrick Soon-Shiong. Antonio Gracias, another billionaire, member of the Department of Doge. And on and on and on and on it went. Finance, tech, defense, other industries. So when you saw the rollout, that's why. What's this about? China. China buys 20% of Saudi Arabia's oil. And after Joe Biden screwed the pooch on this relationship, because he was mad an Al-Qaeda terrorist got killed by Saudi Arabia, and they love Al-Qaeda terrorists, and the Democrat Party, he decided he would isolate Saudi Arabia. Well, what happened? China came right in and said, hey, you know, why don't you drop the dollar? Why don't you join BRICS? Why don't we just decimate the dollar together? Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, so outraged he did for China. Drop the dollar. Now they get to buy oil in their own currency. That's a disaster. You cannot maintain a $37 trillion debt and print like a drunken sailor if Saudi Arabia and OPEC are not selling oil for dollars. You're screwed. And that is the reality that Trump inherited. It's not his fault. There's nothing he can do about it, especially not while Congress is like, by the way, did you see him this week? Hey, let's raise the debt ceiling, $4 trillion. How are you going to spend it all? These are Republicans. Dear God. But this is the reality that Trump is in. And we all watched the bond market wobble a few weeks ago. That was terrifying. He's got to shore this up. But this is about the future, too. He needs for Saudi Arabia not to pull its veto on a dollar. All it has to do is because they're the head of OPEC, say, hey, we're not selling oil for dollars anymore, and we are screwed. Many times talking to Leah, sitting in this chair, I said, is Biden trying to destroy the dollar and annihilate the American financial system? Like, is he for real? We're going to do this over the killing of an Al-Qaeda terrorist by Saudi Arabia, exactly what they should be doing. By the way, that was Jamal Khashoggi, but I won't get back into that. Okay, why did the Billionaire Boys Club, the entire industrialist, which would have been industrial class, now tech class, titan class, all of the who's who of the American business class flood into Saudi Arabia as Trump's entourage this week? Here's why. Kevin O'Leary explained it on Fox Business.
This trip is about two things, China and AI. What people don't realize, that region is one of the fastest growing on earth. I'm talking about the circle of friendship here, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates. Who's number three in AI development right now? U.S., China's number two, number three, UAE. So that's why all those AI guys are there. They are so advanced. I just got back there 2 days ago from there, from Abu Dhabi and Dubai. I saw for the first time ever a real estate development completely AI-driven. We have nothing like it here. You talk about a smart home, they're way past that. The medical AI technology they have over there, I got a procedure there we don't offer here, FDA doesn't allow it, called EBU, where my blood was filtered and then oxygenated, then ozonated, and then injected with 50 billion exosomes. I walked out of there like a teenager. I feel like $1 million right now. I said, can I do this again next week? They said, no, you got to wait 4 more months. They are so advanced. By getting this whole thing worked out with these countries, we need to align with them because they want to be in the circle of friendship on all of these metrics, whether it's going to be AI, whether it's going to be real estate, whether it's going to be development. And we don't want China doing that. We want the U.S. forming that relationship.
It's a consequential Saudi visit, is it not?
But it's not just Saudi, UAE and Doha.
They're all there.
The most vicious cartels, gangs in the world, many of them start from, operate out of, spill ultimately out of prisons, which they first take control of. There is a desperate battle going on right now. Pay attention to this. Over Rikers Island. On one side, the Democrat Party and the gangs that run it. On the other side, President Trump, ICE, the law, and sanity. Well, we just won a round. Headline. Judge strips New York City, i.e. the Democrat-controlled city council. Judge strips New York City of control over Rikers Island. Cites unprecedented violence and mismanagement. So there's a long-term lawsuit that's gone on against the city because Democrats love thugs, they love violence, and they don't want to crack down on it. And so the inmates are claiming it's so bad that it violates their civil rights, violates their constitutional rights, which is true. Democrats have been ordered to do stuff about it, but they love themselves some criminals. Instead, they went in the other direction with Democrat city council members suing the mayor, Eric Adams, and Donald Trump to stop ICE from going into Rikers. Why? Because the gangs are taking it over. Yeah, it's like something out of Mexico, the way things are done in Venezuela. I'm telling you, the Democrats want this. It's not just they're soft on crime. We've got to get that out of our heads. This is a deliberate strategy to merge their political operations with the cartels, just like in Mexico, for profit. Power. Well, a judge about a month ago ordered the Democrat city council bureaucrats that run Rikers to let ICE back in. Why? The order states, so that's Immigration Customs Enforcement. The order states that the safety of New Yorkers has been jeopardized by violent transnational gangs like MS-13 and Tren de Aragua, gangs designated as foreign terrorist organizations. And there's a crucial need for federal law enforcement to share real-time intelligence with the city's corrections department and police and to operate inside Rikers, in the jail. So it took a judge ordering the Democrat leadership in New York to let ICE back in, to begin to get control of the gangs that are running the prison. Again, if you understand how this works in other countries, they use it as a base of operations. They take it over and they use it as a base of operations. That is happening in New York. Or it was. Until yesterday. Folks, we're seeing things. Every day. Again, when a judge had to strip New York City of control over Rikers, what is this ultimately over? The Democrats want the gangs to stay. They want them to be comfortable. They want them to move in. And they don't want them to go. They want them to maintain control of Rikers. This is the Democrat City Council trying to turn Rikers over to MS-13 and Tren de Aragua. This is Trump saying, no, you will not. By the way, oddly, fighting with him is the mayor of New York, Eric Adams. He has been on the Trump side in these lawsuits. Folks, to give you an idea of how this works, the entire criminal class has moved to New York City. Just one headline, New York Post. Only 2% of 140,000 illegal immigrants who have come to New York City have applied for work permits. What do you think their occupation is? They're criminals. So as of right now, we have taken back Rikers from the Democrats and their friends MS-13 and Tren de Aragua for the moment. Pray it lasts.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.